It is a universal message, and you will find it being commemorated in every corner of the world. Muharram culminates on the 10th day, Ashura, when Imam Hussein and his 72 companions were slaughtered by the large army of the tyrant of the time, Yazid. In London, worshippers start the day at the mosque, where the atrocities of Ashura are recounted. The emotion is just too much for many of them to bear. These tears are for those who were slaughtered, for what their deaths represent, and for all oppression that has continued since. They also take part in traditional mourning ceremonies. The beating of the chest is a show of grief, but also of their readiness to fight against oppression. But why is an age-old story of the death of a small group of people so relevant today?
People may not understand the idea behind commemorating a death in 1400 years ago. Hussein, of course, was not an ordinary person. He was, first of all, the grandson of the Prophet and one of the highest spiritual personalities in the whole Muslim territories. So killing someone like him would indicate that something was wrong at the beginning, and we are just reminding ourselves that we shouldn't fall into the trap which the early Muslims fell into.
After prayers, all the mosques gather here in central London for a procession marking the day of Ashura. They hand out these flyers to the general public, explaining about a tragedy that many British people may never have heard of before.
The leaflets show how some of the greatest non-Muslim figures of our time, like Charles Dickens and Gandhi, have been inspired by Imam Hussein. Kareem is one young British Muslim who hands out the leaflets, and he says the public are often surprised at Hussein's message.
You know, some people are just amazed by, you know, Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he has a message like this. They get confused because they see a completely different, you know, image in the media. And I try to sort of speak to them about that image that they see and say to them, you know, Islam means peace and love. And the whole world is seeing something completely different.
The story of Ashura is a core pillar of the Shia faith. Its lessons are studied and reflected on for a lifetime and are just as relevant today as they've ever been. How to deal with oppressive politics and tyrannical leaders. How to fight for justice, whatever the cost. It's ultimately a story about human rights and peace and signifies the continued and universal oppressions that take place in the world today. Nagis Mualeri, Press TV, London.